what a treat this is on any time, but particularly with Sir Doug Nicholls' Indigenous Round underway, to have the great Gilbert McAdam with us. Fine player and over 100 games with St Kilda and the Brisbane Lions. Hello, Gilly. Good to see you, mate.
Good to see you, Lukey. And I don't know about great, but I was all right.
Oh, come on, mate.
Better than great. Better than great. Yeah. Superstar of the game. Gilly, what does this round mean to you? It's a great celebration. We get a chance to honour the incredible legacy that you and the Indigenous champions of the past have created. What does it mean to you?
Oh, it means a hell of a lot, you know. And I played a lot of footy in Adelaide before I came to the AFL, and my brother played in 1985, Greg McAdam at St Kilda, and I remember there was a poster, and there were 7 Indigenous players on that poster. Greg McAdam was one of them, the Cracker Brothers, Maurice Rioli, Andy Lovell, Phil Egan,
yep.
And there were 2 guys named Barry Brothers, I think, but they didn't play seniors, they played reserves. So in 1985, to have 7 blokes on a poster that playing AFL or VFL back then to what it is now, I'm proud, mate, and when I see it, I get emotional. I get really excited. And
do you know what the number is now?
I love it.
Any idea?
Look, I think it's about 70-something. Is that correct?
I think it's sort of
could
10 or 11%, isn't it?
Yeah, it's extraordinary. Pushing close to 100. See if we can. Two-man might do the numbers there in a moment. But, 10% of the population is a great story, isn't it?
When you think about all those great players, and I mean, it's been an enormous contribution to the game, and it's growing all the time. Mm. Are there a few favourites when you look at some of the great Indigenous players that we've seen, that whether they're still playing or sort of back at your time, who are your favourites to watch?
Morris. Morris was an absolute champion. Like, you know, you talk about skill and ability, and then you talk about 1%, and you talk about tackling and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Maurice Rioli was doing that in the 80s. He was doing it in Perth before he came over. And some of the things that he used to do, and just the composure.
Yep.
And, you know, time. You know, when you got time, like Maurice had time. He could have had a conversation with you on the telephone if you wanted to. That's how much time he had. He was my favourite. But Greg, I'll be biased. Greg McAdam was my idol, and he played 100 games in Adelaide and played state footy for South Australia. He might have played against you Victorians, even though you're a Queenslander. But he was my idol, Greg, and he's probably the one that inspired me to go on and do what I've done.
Just talking about Maurice Rioli, who was a superstar. He was a gun boxer too, wasn't he? He was a Golden Gloves one. He had hands, they reckon, that were that quick you couldn't see him move.
He was Golden Gloves, all right. Yeah. And I think him and Jacko had a little incident, and I think...
He would have hit Jacko 10 times before Jacko moved.
Well, I think he only hit him twice, and that was enough for him. That's the story that...
And Jacko tells that story as well.
And Jacko's quite happy to say it, I think.
Quite happy to say that he was well and truly out of his skill division on that front. But just Two-Man just told us 84 Indigenous players currently on AFL list, which is a fantastic story. And Gilly, we love the friendships of football. When you catch up with people, it's one of the great things. I've been lucky enough to be involved in the game. But the connection that the Indigenous boys have, it's just something magical, Gilly. Can you explain how that works?
Oh, I think the connection starts with your upbringing and where you come from and how hard it is to be successful and to be accepted as an Indigenous person. And not so much on the footy side, but the other side of it. And that's how far we've come. And, you know, when I see a lot of the players playing today, when I see the Guernseys with the Indigenous on the Guernseys, well, I don't ever had that when I was playing. No, we never had the opportunity to wear the designs. You know, even the footballs now, they got footballs with designs on it.
Yep.
You know, we've come so far. And as an Aboriginal person, I know a lot of past players, because I speak to them a lot, they are so happy. And they are so happy with the progressing and the continuation of our mob and the support that we get from the AFL. The AFL do a lot for our mob, don't get me wrong. And look, I'll tell you one thing. It's going to get better and it's going to get more, because there's a lot coming through the system right now.
Well, one of the questions I wanted to ask was, for all the great Indigenous players we've seen, a lot of them either don't get the opportunity or can't assimilate in the different sort of environment down here.
Spot on.
They don't like leaving home. So how many more out there that could have played, that should have played, that didn't?
Oh, Jason, it's...
a big number, isn't it?
Oh, it's a massive number. Yeah. Like, you know, there were players in Alice Springs that were better than me, but... as you know, it's not about your ability. It's about making a step. I was very fortunate that I left home, or I got recruited to North Adelaide when I was only 14. When I think back on it, what a master move. What a great move getting me out of Alice Springs at the age of 14, because that's why I've done what I've done, and that's where I am today, because I got done and taught at a young age. That's the secret. I honestly believe that that's the secret in terms of assimilation. And yeah. I'm quite happy you said that, Jason, because that's what it is. People don't realise for an Indigenous person how hard it is to assimilate with white people. It's hard. Some of them don't. I've actually never spent time with them. So anyway,
what about talk of a team in the Northern Territory? I read the paper. How big would that be? Imagine based at Darwin, playing games in Alice Springs.
Well, you might see the blokes that you didn't pick up previously because they might feel comfortable with playing at home.
And there'll be a lot of clubs that don't want to see it, Gil, because they'll all lose two or three players who want to go back and play for the local team, won't they?
Oh, look, you know what? I don't want to upset any side or any particular side, but I'd like to see a relocation to the territory. I reckon it'd be too hard for them to start alone.
Yeah, okay.
I'd love to see a relocation, but I'm not the boss, and I'm not going to say which club would go because I understand the passion of Victorian football and people with their clubs, and they want to keep original. So I understand that, but I think for NT to go forward, they have to get a relocation, not a standalone.
Hearing the voice of the legendary Gilbert McAdam, who's joined us at halftime and just a great champion of our game, a great person to catch up with. The Indigenous All-Stars team, Gilly, that we saw a handful of times, to me was just something special. You could just feel the sense of purpose. Did you ever get the opportunity to play in one of those teams? And do you think we should bring it back?
Oh, thank goodness I did.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I was a young, I was going to high school in Adelaide at the time, and there was a game in Mildura when my brother played, and they played Richmond, and they had like people like Wilbur Wilson and people from Adelaide.
Right, Wilbur
and
Wilson.
And I think they had Stephen Michael and, you know, and then they had Jimmy Mobb, and I think even Mad Dog Mad Dog played in it as well. So when I seen that as a young 14, 13, 15-year-old kid, I thought to myself, oh, I want to play in one of them games. I didn't get the chance until 1991. When we played Collingwood up in Darwin and we beat them. And you know what? That's one of my most proudest moments was playing with my mob against a quality AFL side. So that's something that I'll always remember.
It's a magic moment, wasn't it? You think of Will Wilson growing up in South Australia, Chief. I'm not sure if you're familiar. Played for Sturt. He was just the most extraordinary player, Gillian. As Chief said, there were so many players that, you know, played in local leagues or Sandfall or one of the great things that I've had the opportunity is to spend some time up in the territory, Gilly, and you spend time out in the communities and you just see the raw passion for the game played out on the red dirt. Do you think we have got the system right now, Gilly? What would you do to improve it to try and create more opportunity?
Look, it's really hard. You got to when you're thinking about Aboriginal players and you're thinking about recruiting them, you got to consider their upbringing and where they've come and what assimilation they've had. You know, I look at Liam Jarrah, you know, with Liam, what he went.
Yep.
You got to remember, Liam Jarrah, he didn't get drafted from the Sandfall or the Waffle. He got drafted from the CAFL, the set Alice Springs Football League.
Yeah.
Straight out of there. Well, he didn't get drafted. Collingwood put him on their list in the hope of picking him up, which they didn't, which they should have.
And then Melbourne.
Ended up picking him up. Now, you got to remember, Liam, English is like his third language, fourth language. It's not his first language, Jason. So you people have got to understand how to assimilate with that when he comes to here. Me, I grew up in Alice Springs. I went to school, primary school. I went to high school. Then I went to Adelaide to high school. See the different background?
Yep.
Makes a big difference in terms of fitting in and being accepted.
Gilly, we could spend another hour with you. It's always an honour to catch up with you. I know you're calling with Barry Denner and the team on the...
Can I get one more in, Jeff?
Go for it, Chief.
You've done a lot of work boundary riding for TV and also radio, as well as calling. But when you're boundary riding, I used to joke with Dibber all the time, great mate, Robert Dibber Domenico, who did a lot of it. Yeah. Some of the muck-ups that he made, mate, some of the things he said. Did you ever have any shockers?
Oh, I probably did, Jace, but I probably...
Nothing that springs to mind?
Yeah, not off the top of my head, but I think I was okay because I was very mindful of doing that. And being Indigenous, I was like... You can't stuff up. You'll be judged twice as hard there. And so, anyway, I enjoyed it. Yeah, it was great. Fun. And great opportunity. And thanks for them for giving me that opportunity because I'll never forget that.